Have you ever felt that something was missing despite having everything you thought you wanted? Dan Millman did. A world-class gymnast at UC Berkeley with talent, friends, and success, he still found himself haunted by nightmares and an inexplicable emptiness. Then came that fateful night in 1966 when insomnia led him to a gas station where he met an enigmatic old attendant he would nickname Socrates, a man who could perform impossible physical feats and spoke in maddening riddles. "I can help you," Socrates told the bewildered young athlete, "but you'll have to empty your cup first." When Dan attempted to impress him with a backward somersault, Socrates somehow tossed him through the air from across the room, defying all physical laws. Despite his skepticism and busy schedule, Dan found himself drawn back night after night, sensing that this strange old man held answers to questions he hadn't even formulated yet. What makes this story so compelling isn't just its supernatural elements, but how it mirrors our own search for meaning. Like Dan, we chase achievements and pleasures, only to discover they don't fill the void within. We sense there must be more to life than the endless pursuit of temporary satisfactions. Socrates' impossible abilities serve as a perfect metaphor. There are dimensions to reality beyond what our conventional thinking allows us to perceive. Imagine drinking polluted water your whole life, then tasting pure spring water. That's what happened when Socrates showed Dan how contaminated his thinking was. Your thoughts are like wild monkeys stung by a scorpion. You don't see your prison because its bars are invisible. Tracking his thoughts revealed overwhelming negativity. The mind, Socrates explained, isn't the brain or intellect. It's merely an illusion of cerebral activity, uncontrolled thoughts bubbling from the subconscious. This awareness became unbearable. Dan disrupted a class, faced humiliation sharing his insights, and contemplated suicide, only to realize this impulse was just another thought reflecting self-hatred. We all experience this mental prison of internal chatter. Socrates' revolutionary insight: we are not our thoughts. Freedom begins by noticing our mental noise and recognizing our captivity. Stress happens when the mind resists what is, Socrates explained, introducing meditation as the warrior's sword that cuts through illusion to reveal thoughts' insubstantial nature. When Dan mentioned joining a meditation group, Socrates charged at him with a samurai sword, stopping inches from his head. After sitting in perfect stillness, he declared, "Silence is the warrior's art, and meditation is his sword." The peaceful warrior's path isn't about escaping difficulties, but facing them with clarity. Socrates deliberately provoked spiritual seekers while treating others with courtesy, explaining those seekers needed something else to reflect upon. Through daily practices, running, tai chi, tension-releasing bone massage, and martial arts, Dan learned to embody awareness. Socrates demonstrated non-resistance, the way of trees bending in the wind, effortlessly throwing Dan regardless of his attacks. These lessons transformed Dan's gymnastics into weightless movements, culminating in his championship performance through every moment satori, perfect attention without attachment to outcomes. After winning his gymnastics championship, Dan faced a painful truth. Victory brought no lasting happiness. Socrates explained, "The warrior exists only in the present moment. Your sorrow, fear, anger, regret, guilt, envy, and cravings live only in the past or future." When Dan claimed he'd felt anger in the present, Socrates clarified, "You acted angry in a present moment. Action happens in the present. But the mind is like a phantom that lives only in the past or future." Socrates showed Dan a vision of standing within a protective pentacle, the present moment, while past and future temptations tried luring him away. He shared a story of two monks. One carried a woman across a stream, then asked his critical companion, "I left her back there. Are you still carrying her?" As Dan practiced presence, his senses awakened. He discovered that life happens only now. The past exists as memory, the future as imagination. All our power exists in this moment. After saving Socrates from a heart attack, Dan was told to leave for 9 or 10 years to continue his search. Despite protests, Socrates assured him, "Your path will guide you. You cannot lose your way." Dan's decade-long journey included marriage to Linda, fatherhood, and coaching success, though his marriage eventually ended. He traveled through Hawaii, Japan, Hong Kong, and India, studying yoga, martial arts, and shamanism, finding wisdom, but not peace. In Portugal, his final stop, Dan desperately questioned, "What is enlightenment? When will I find peace?" While swimming, he sensed death approaching and decided to return home. In the Sierra Nevada wilderness, Socrates mysteriously reappeared, revealing Dan's fundamental error. "You've been searching for the way to the peaceful warrior when you should have been living the way of the peaceful warrior." The irony of spiritual seeking. We search everywhere for what we already are. The peaceful warrior's path isn't about becoming something new, but uncovering what has always been there. Socrates gave Dan his final task: act happy, be happy, without a reason in the world. When Dan objected, Socrates explained, "Feelings change. Remember the innate perfection of your life unfolding. That is the secret of unreasonable happiness." In an ancient cave during a thunderstorm, Socrates gripped Dan's neck, saying, "This is your final journey." Dan experienced his own death, his body decomposing and returning to Earth. In this vision, he realized he was not merely Dan Millman, but the unchanging consciousness that observes all. Awakening, Dan laughed with the profound realization that separation is an illusion. Walking down the mountain, he overflowed with unreasonable happiness. At Berkeley, he saw everyone perfectly playing their roles. Socrates gave him his journal, saying, "You will write and teach. You will live an ordinary life in a troubled world to which you no longer belong." Though Dan had realized his true nature, he still faced ordinary human responsibilities in a world that doesn't understand unreasonable happiness. In San Francisco, he worked as a house painter before teaching gymnastics. He married Joyce from Oberlin College in the California mountains. Hoping Socrates might attend, Dan used the emergency card his teacher had given him. Nothing happened except a gust of wind. Looking again, he saw the card had changed from "emergencies only" to "happiness, Socrates' wedding gift." As the breeze touched his face, Dan realized Socrates hadn't come because he was everywhere in the elements around them. The peaceful warrior's journey doesn't end with permanent bliss or separation from ordinary life. It transforms the ordinary into sacred. The warrior returns, seeing the extraordinary within the everyday. Ultimate wisdom comes from embracing life's challenges with an open heart. Your life, with all its messiness and beauty, is the path, not about becoming something new, but remembering what you've always been.